95% of men are in favor of women initiating the first kiss and also asking for a guy's phone number, but only 29% of women actually do initiate the first kiss, and only 13% of women say they would ask for a man's phone number. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Rung. This is Single, Married, Divorced. All right, we've got a great show for you today. Got a couple of questions. We'll again tackle that poll question too, which is an interesting one. As I mentioned, I'm Eric Rung. I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire. I am married.
I am Allison Collins. I am still divorced.
All right, Allison, this one really comes first to you, I think. This was interesting. 95% of men say that they're, you know, in favor of women initiating the first kiss. Only 29%, though, said that actually do it. Would you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think when you kiss someone, I don't think, like, you know when you're going to kiss them. I don't think it's like you're, like, sneaking up behind them and kissing them. Like, not
so
not,
you're looking longingly into their eyes.
Well,
and
I think, like, you know, maybe I'm initiating it, but I guess I thought that we were, you know, we all knew what was going on or what was about to happen.
Or like maybe, I don't know, let's go back a little younger years, maybe in a bar, maybe see a nice looking fella with a tool belt and no shirt. Would you move in for a kiss?
Before speaking?
No, speaking.
Yes.
Well, either way, really. Go ahead.
What kind of girl do you think she is? A woman.
In my younger years, it would have been yes to both. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I guess I don't really care. It doesn't make any difference to me whether or not I do it or they do it. I mean, I think someone, especially a first kiss, usually somebody kind of moves in.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I mean, you know what's going to happen, I guess, but I mean, you can feel
not always.
It's going to happen.
Not all. I mean,
have you been rebuffed on a kiss?
Oh yeah, in high school I was once.
Oh really?
But it was a revenge rebuffing because I'd rebuffed once. So yeah.
Right. So how did that? I mean, did she just like pull her head back?
When I was,
you got the pull away.
It was like a dodge, like to the cheek kind of thing.
Mm.
But I was all right with it. Yeah,
you're fine with that. On. Have you ever had the? Have you ever pulled away from somebody, Allison?
That tried to kiss me?
Yeah.
Yes. Recently, I was out with friends and, you know, maybe part of the problem with, you know, just remaining friends with people you dated is that sometimes you end up out with them and then he was dropping everyone off and then he dropped me off and I went to, like, give him a hug and he thought that we were going to kiss and we were not going to kiss.
Right.
So then I felt really badly, but
you shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah.
I know, but then I had to see him the next day, so that was...
Ooh.
Hey.
Did you give him a hug? Hug hello?
I did not. I couldn't risk that again.
Was he embarrassed?
I think he was angry. I think he thought, like, this isn't... You know, we're getting back together. You know.
Is this one of the fellas that you dated that said, you're going to call me one day?
Yes.
Man, he probably really did feel it then.
Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah, it was all...
I know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't stay friends.
I mean, hey, I'm willing to go into that again, too, if you guys want to. I mean, because I agree 100% that it's just, why? Just cut ties. Just forget it. It didn't work.
All right.
Jeez.
Back to the question, ladies. Not the question, but the
poll.
Ladies, put yourselves out there. Get the phone number.
I agree.
I mean, it's awesome. As from a guy's perspective, like half the battle... It's like, oh, is she interested? Is she not interested? Yeah. You're wondering, you don't know, and you know. I think you gain more confidence as you get older. But it's
well,
like, hey,
I think it's a couple of things. One, you handle rejection a lot better because you know it's probably coming. And two, yeah, I think you are more confident in yourself. But yeah, no, I think it would be awesome if a woman came up to me and you know was like, hey. Give me your phone number.
Yeah.
Just like that, too.
Yeah, I don't even know how you... I don't know.
Would you do it?
Walk up to someone and ask their number?
No, not just walk. I mean, obviously, I would think you would talk to them, have maybe a drink with them. Just meet them at a bar or something like... You're out with your friends. He's out with his friends. You know, somehow you guys start talking. Tables combine. The end of the night's coming.
Wow, this is really... I'm getting very excited. This is a fun night.
Right. I mean, this has got a lot of potential for you here, Allison.
Yeah. I think I would. I don't know.
Especially if he was,
I feel like at some point, like if it was going well, we'd be like, oh, we should do this again. And then, you know, then it's, I think it's a natural question. Like, oh, well.
I feel like you have a feeling that everything kind of is mutual. Like everything you've said so far is like, well, it just kind of evolves mutually.
But I don't think we know we're going to kiss.
You know, it's not always mutual. The guy could be shy and he's not going to ask you, but he kind of wants to.
Well, I mean, so. That's the other thing, though. I mean, that could be a reflection on the guy himself, though, if he's not going to take, you know, the initiative to say, hey, I want this girl's phone number, woman's phone number. Or how would you see it, Allison?
If a guy asked for my phone or didn't ask for my phone number?
Yeah.
Well, he's just intimidated.
I'd be like, oh, I wonder what your ringtone's like. Let me call it.
No.
Oh, that's cheating. If a guy ever did that?
No, I would never do that. I was just joking.
That's ridiculous.
I'm kind of just joking. What?
Sounds like there's a story there.
No.
No. I've heard of people doing this too, of like, you know, oh, let's get together, and then but say the woman, and I've never done this, I've just heard this, but I've heard it from women that have had this done to them actually, and they'll be like, oh, you know, kind of trying to delay, and then they'll be like, oh no, here, just give me your number, and then I'll give me your phone, I'll just put my phone number in it and text myself, and then that's how they get the number.
Yeah, that's more of a convenience thing than a move, isn't it?
I think it's shady. I would never do that.
I'm sorry. Have you ever done that? I can't find my phone. Will you call it?
Wait, but what am I?
No. That's actually brilliant, but I would never do it either because I think it's shady.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. I'm actually missing something with your example. What? You just put your number in and text.
And
like, give me your phone. I'll text myself.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I think you're forcing... You're forcing her to give you her number.
She has to give you the phone, and she can be like, no, it's okay.
Well, I know, but I mean, she may feel like, I could see how she would feel intimidated
I get what you mean, because there's no way she can't fake number you then.
Right, exactly.
So the guy's making sure she can't fake number.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
She should have the freedom to fake number if she
should
wants
have
to.
The freedom. She should definitely have the freedom to fake number. I actually have a good story about that. Like a fake number. I was, this was several years ago. This is always a mistake. You know, hitting on the server or the bartender. It's just dumb. When I was young, I was stupid. I was, you know, whatever, top of the world at that night anyway. And I thought we had this good rapport going. And
she really likes me.
Yeah.
What kind of tip did you leave?
Well, this is actually before the bill came. But I did leave her a nice tip. But and here's why. Mm. Part of the reason why. So I asked her, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm sure you get this all the time. But I had a lot of fun with you tonight. Would you like to go out? And she's like, well, you know, I'm actually kind of getting over a relationship. I'm like, okay, that's cool. We don't have to make it a thing. I mean, we just get coffee or whatever, and I just enjoyed, you know, hanging out with you. And she's like, oh, hold on, I'll give you my card, because we had talked about where else she had worked, and so she gave me her card, and I'm thinking, that's awesome, and I put it in my pocket and go on with the rest of my night. I wake up the next morning and look at the card, it's for like Howard John, and you know, it was like some other person that just left their card at the bar. Brilliant on her part, though, by the way. Brilliant.
Well, I guess, I mean, because she did say no once. And then you persisted, yeah. So she's like, all right, I'm just going to give this guy a fake business card.
I'm sorry, yeah. She said no, I guess.
Well, she didn't really say no. She just said, I just got out of a relationship.
Mm.
And I should have taken that as a no, but in my state of mind, I was like, well, you know, we don't have to make it a thing.
And in your state of mind, you didn't realize the business card was Howard's?
No, because I didn't look at it. I was just like, yay, for me. And it's all right. I saw her at the bar a couple of weeks later or something like that. I'm like, that was brilliant. I loved it. And she got a kick out of it, too.
But her tip was not quite as large as the second
You're
visit.
Like, yeah, it was before the check came. And then...
Allison, I felt like I cut you off. Were you about to say something? No?
Oh, no. I was going to tell you that sometimes guys will be like, oh, let me put my number in your phone. And you let them, and then they'll do something ridiculous, like, you know, where it says like nickname and like guy you should call tomorrow, or you know,
that is
really
that's so adorable.
That was Tom's move before Beth.
No, I didn't have moves.
I'm just kidding.
No, my move. He really didn't have moves.
My move was a confident looking. Look him right in the eye and have some confidence.
Yeah.
No, let's edit that out, please.
Nope, that's staying in. All right, we got off on a little bit of a tangent there, but the bottom line for me is I think Tom and I agree that a woman, we would love it if Tom was single, if they would take the initiative.
I might still love it. Beth would not. Beth would not be a fan.
She would not be a fan of that.
I wouldn't do anything, but it'd be very
yeah,
nice
it's flattering.
Compliment.
Sure,
nice
absolutely. Compliment. Absolutely. Allison?
I think women do it, so...
Well, no, they don't.
It's all mutual. It all just mutually...
it all works.
Magically out. Happens.
Okay, well, that brings us to our first question. This is from Phil in Chicago. He is 27 years old. This is a good one, too, because this is especially leading in from a... maybe after that woman did make the initial contact, they go out on a date, they have a couple of drinks, maybe an appetizer, they're liking each other, and then the bill comes. So, I mean... I know, especially when I'm on a first date, regardless if it's going well or not, I'm going to pay. It's just, I just do it. But here's the question. Is women out there, when the bill comes, do they reach for their wallet just as a, hey, I'm thinking about paying, even though do they actually, I mean, what happens if a guy takes them up on it too? I mean, what happens then? So I like to call this the pump fake, just the pump fake right to the purse, to the clutch, to their wallet, whatever they have. Do they make the pump fake or not?
So is Phil saying if they don't, that's an issue, or is Phil like,
I think it's just, I don't think it's an issue. I think it's more of a preference. I think I appreciate the pump fake.
I always pump fake.
Have you ever had a guy take you up on the pump fake?
Yes.
How did that go?
I did not go out with him again.
Right. How?
Right. I mean, I always say, oh, let me get that. And then they have to say, no, no, let me get that. And I'm like, oh, thanks. But if they don't pay on the first date, I'm not going to go out with them again.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think just going back to Beth and I and previous dating experiences, it's nice to get the pump fake. I don't ever expect it. I mean, I'm old-fashioned, I guess. So, I mean, it's a date I'm probably going to pay.
Right.
When Beth and I were dating for a while, and there'd be times she's like, I'm paying tonight. I'm like, no, you don't have to. And she's like, no, I'm paying. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm not, you know,
right.
I'm not going to fight
a while.
About it either.
Yeah, after
like,
a while. After a while, I think it's nice.
Yeah, if you want to buy dinner, it's great. Sure. Yeah, I appreciated it. But yeah, I mean, first... As you're beginning a relationship, I think it's just part of the...
Right, but I do appreciate the pump fake. I'm not going to take you up on it, but mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, that shows that you are a good person.
Yeah, what I've had...
Part of a good, you know, that shows...
Yeah, what I've had happen too is, say you're wrapping up dinner, and then you're going to get more drinks, and then she'll say...
And then she buys drinks.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know what? I'll buy the drinks next.
Sure.
Right,
okay, that's nice. Okay, great, you know. You
I'm okay
have
with
to.
That too.
Yeah. Then I'll pump fake.
Sure.
You know, so...
Yeah. I I'll go for the wallet.
Yeah, no, I'm down with buying drinks after, but usually they're like, oh, let me take you to this great restaurant. I really want to take you to this place. And so then the bill's coming, and I'm like, holy moly. Like, I'll pump fake, but, you know, that'll really kill the
In your mind, you're like,
budget.
Oh, my God, you better not take me up on this.
It's true.
The other thing is, though, and this happened to me, I had been out with a woman for a while. I'd say a month or two. Maybe I'd say 2 months. It wasn't serious, but I always paid for everything every time we went out. Never a pump fake, not even once. And this is the only time that I was a little upset about it. She was out some friends. I met up with her later at this bar restaurant, and I had already eaten. She said, oh, I'm a little hungry. I think I'm going to get some oysters. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. And, you know, oysters aren't exactly inexpensive. They're, you know, so I was like, you know, get whatever you want.
Were they Blue Points?
I don't know what they were. They were, the oysters come. We have a couple more drinks while we're waiting for these oysters. And she eats all the oysters. She does offer me one. I was full, and I was like, oh, no, I'm good. And then the bill comes. And I mean, at this point, I'm thinking to myself, all right, you've at least got to try.
Yes.
I mean, you ordered the food. You ordered, you know, I mean, this was all you. You can't just expect me to pay. At least give me the pump fake. Nothing.
No pump fake even
Nothing.
When you didn't eat.
No.
Wow. How much longer did you date her?
A couple hours.
Really? Seriously?
No. Not much longer. I don't know, baby.
And you never got a pump fake once?
Not once.
Wow.
Yeah.
I recently dated someone who... if I wasn't paying for a babysitter, I'd have to pay half of what we...
No.
What?
What? Yes. And you kept dating him?
Not much.
How did that even come up?
Okay, yes. I did, kind of.
So it'd be like... So he would say, like, who's watching the kids tonight? And if it was your parents, he'd be like, all right, then you're paying half.
I guess we're going Dutch.
Yes. But... I mean, people also don't understand, like, if my parents ever watch the kids, I mean, I pay with other things. Like, oh, can you help me do this, you know, later? Or can you watch your nephew or your nieces or something? So, like, to have, like, a hard and fast rule, like, if I'm paying for, like, a teenage babysitter.
This is insane. How long did you date this person
for? I can't believe this either.
A couple months.
You didn't end it immediately?
No.
Hmm. All right, we're going to have that's a whole nother show. All right, but we have to move on to the app story now. And Tom, you got this app story of the week.
My first app story.
Woo, yeah, buddy.
So
married guy with the app story.
Give it to me.
Never thought it would happen. So
neither did Beth.
My buddy Nick gave me this story. He was going through a divorce. He wasn't happy about going through a divorce, wasn't necessarily his choice, and he'd been doing some reading and whatnot, and he saw a suggestion that during the divorce process, you do like a 6-month, be kind of by yourself, don't date, just focus on you for 6 months after the divorce, and then move on with your life. So he did that, and then about month 5... he was like, okay, well, I'm almost done, so I should get rolling a little bit on maybe electronic dating or whatever you call it. App dating. So he went on eHarmony, right?
Oh, my God. I feel so out of place here. Sorry. App dating, people.
App dating.
Come on. Swipe right, swipe left.
So he went to eHarmony, which is supposed to be like the classiest of the dating sites, I believe. They actually make an effort to match people. He told me you have like a moment when you match. You have 3 questions you can ask each other. So it's a really, you kind of put some work into it.
Actually sounds a lot easier than the other apps.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
You have
but
to
I mean,
come up with your own questions.
Yeah, you have to come up. You do their questions and you do your own questions and you decide, all right, let's meet. So they decide to go to dinner. And they're at dinner and they're having a great time. And he's like really hitting it off. He's like, wow, this is really a great way to start my dating life again. I mean, I think he's thinking, maybe I'll go out with this person for a while. So then all of a sudden, he feels a foot in a... more private location, if you get my
on
meaning.
A first date. Taking the initiative.
Her foot is right there.
Right.
Were there any foot questions on that?
There was no
match?
Foot fetish questions on there. So he's kind of like, and the way he tells the story, he goes, I was obviously conflicted. So like an angel and the devil.
Sure.
And he's like, I really like you. I'm really enjoying this. I'm having a great time. But I made this promise to myself, and he has a great line about, I forget how he says it, but like, if you're going to commit to yourself, you have to commit to yourself. You're not going to commit to anybody. So he's like, you know.
And she didn't say, well, then why are you out on this date?
Well, no, he's like, so I'm not ready to be physical for until the 6 months. And he's like, at this point, there's like 3 weeks left or something. He's like right there.
Sure.
And she's like, oh, okay, I understand. So he gets up and he goes to the bathroom. Comes back and she is gone.
Whoa.
She's out of there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Now that's a woman that knows what she wants.
Yeah. She just left.
Man.
And eHarmony is supposed to be like the,
the classy
like,
one?
Yeah. They're like, oh, we're finding your soulmate. Yeah. And she just ditched him.
Oh my God.
Did you know Bubba went on eHarmony?
And what happened?
They said they found no matches for her.
Oh my God.
But she. I mean, no way she is.
She didn't put her name in as Bubba, did she?
No, that is not her.
I know. And to go back, what is that episode? I don't know, three or so. We talked about Bubba and the nickname, and
yeah,
she's a. I've never met her, but apparently a lovely woman.
You know what? Better than eHarmony is when Bubba came to Chicago and we made the survey and we went around Michigan Avenue surveying people how they say the word pierogi.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, I remember that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No matches there either, huh?
We did not. Oh, you know what? The Thunder from Down Under were actually at a bar we went to, and I kind of feel like the one guy was her soulmate.
It's just a coincidence Thunder down, from Down Under were there. It wasn't the actual stage performance.
It was the guys from the stage performance.
Sure.
I'm telling you.
Whatever.
That's what they told me.
Well.
I don't know. Thunder Down Under.
All right. Well, this is getting off the rails here. So I'm just going to put a hard stop on it for this week. Unfortunately, we did not get to our last question, so we will move that to next week. So we're going to talk about where maybe you should be picking a location for a date, maybe closer to your place, closer to your date's place, maybe someplace in between. And we're also going to really dive into lying on dating apps. And so it should be a very interesting conversation. Of course, we'll have another dating app story. You should definitely check us out on Facebook at SMD Chicago, on Twitter at SMD underscore Chicago, and on Instagram at SMD Chicago. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, everybody. For Allison and Tom, I am Eric Rung. This has been Single, Married, Divorced.